The day I lost my virginity, oh my God. I was like, I think I was like 16 at the time. I was just, I don't know what happened. I was at work, some girl gave me her number, you know what I'm saying? And then I went to her house. It was just me and her. I was 16, I think she was like 19 or 20 or something like that. And we were just chilling, you know what I'm saying? And then she brought out her photo album of her and her family. And I was enjoying my time with her, and I was just looking at her photo album. And then she sat on my lap, and then we had sex. She didn't know I was a virgin. I actually told her after. And she was like, "Oh, I still would have did it anyway." So I was like, "Yeah." So that's how I lost my virginity. It was just so straightforward. There was no love. It was just, I guess, lust. I wonder what she's doing. She's older than me. She's 3 years older than me. Couldn't believe that. Another story is just crazy. Like, these girls, these exes that I had, some ex that I had, we had an argument about something. I don't remember what the argument is about. All I know is when I went to the bathroom and I came back, she was screaming and cursing in the room, and we lived on the third floor because she was living with me. I took her in. So everything was going good to that day. All I know is when I came back from the bathroom to my room, to where she was screaming and cursing, she was throwing her clothes out the window. And I'm like, I didn't want to laugh, but I was laughing. But I was like, those are not my clothes. You're throwing your clothes out. And she wasn't listening. I guess she was just real mad. Like, she was really mad. And I'm like, at the end of the day, you're going to have to pick up your clothes. Like, those are your clothes. Why are you throwing your clothes out the window? And then the next day, I guess, because that was like the night before. I mean, that was the night before. The next day, she went to the super, got a ladder to get the clothes off the pre-roof. And I'm like, yo, this was so unnecessary, yo. So unnecessary. But I hope she's doing good, yo. I kind of miss her. I miss her and her daughter. I just hope she's doing good. Every time I see her, she's a smart girl, but she's always doing bad. Like, she be eating unhealthy food, arguing, getting hit by her boyfriend. Like, it's just crazy. Like, I miss her though. I wish she was the girl that I seen when I first seen her. Cause I seen another girl within her, deep down with her, and within her, she lost all the weight and everything. But she wasn't, I don't know. I think she's going to change in the future, you know what I'm saying? But we'll see. She was young. She was like 21 at the time. I think she's like 24 right now. Yeah. So the moral of the story is, when you get mad, throw my clothes out the window. Don't throw your clothes out the window. Yo, the flesh talks, you know what I'm saying? See, I've been doing good, like working out and everything. Feeling good and everything. And you know, I started to do things that I normally wouldn't do. Like, I was in a 99 cent store trying to buy, like, small containers for meal prep. I mean, like, real small, like, small containers. It's like eight for, like, $2.50. So I was there, and I was looking for the bowls. I got my bowls. And then I just seen this Indian Hindu lady try to get, like, a garbage can on the top of a shelf. And normally, I would just walk by. But I just said, "You need help?" She said, "You work here?" I said, "No, forget that. You need help? Do you need help?" She's like, "Yeah." And then I helped her. So that's what I want. I want my flesh to take over. I want my flesh to take over my mind. Like, I want my flesh to act before I think about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm doing too much. Before, I was doing too much thinking before I act. That's why I would never do nothing. But now, I want to act. I want to eat good food. And then I want my instincts to act good. And then my mind think about it later on, like what I'm doing right now. This happened like 2 hours ago, you know what I'm saying? So that's good, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm reversing the thing that Adam and Eve went through, which was, if you eat the fruit of the tree, you know the difference between good and evil. You have the knowledge of good and evil. Like, but I'm reversing it. So since I'm eating everything but the tree, I'm just doing. I'm not thinking about what's good or what's evil. I'm just doing. And what I'm doing is eating healthy. So good food. So I think when my axis is in progress, it's doing good automatically because it's good food. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, this is the rest of my life, yo. Wake up, eat healthy. Like today, I would say I messed up because I had some popcorn and some Cheetos and I had two ice creams for Checkers. I would say I messed up, but the difference between now and then is today, before I bought those things, I actually asked God, can I have them? I said, God, can I have an ice cream? He said, yes. I said, God, can I have two ice creams? He said, yes, but make sure you get one with the comb and then one in a cup. I said, okay. Did it, put it on Instagram, right? And then I said, God, can I buy cheese doodles for my cheat item for tomorrow? He said, yeah, buy it. And then I said, God, can I buy popcorn? He said, yeah, buy it. So I had popcorn and cheese doodles in the bag. So I was eating the popcorn, and then I asked God, can I eat both of them? He said, you can eat both of them, and I ate both of them. And now I'm on my walk right now. I think this is like 5,000 steps. I'm taking advantage of the day because it's nice outside. So now I'm on my walk right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking, walking, walking because it's nice. And I'm going to get back. And then when I get back, I'm going to go to, the rest of my night is, I'm going to finish the walk, go to the gym for like 30 minutes, go to McDonald's, buy me chicken, because that's my cheat item. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to prepare my lunch for work tomorrow. Like, this is my meal plan tomorrow. I'm gonna wake up, buy a coffee, eat a banana, keep an orange in my pocket, keep my lunch in my pocket, which is like broccoli, chicken, and some beans in a little container. And then when I get home, I eat the chicken sandwich tomorrow. And then I continue doing what I'm doing. But yeah, difference is I got God in my life. But back to the thing, my instincts are changing. So I'm at work and everything, right? And I see this kid, he's mad. He's always fresh, but he's kind of like one of them bad kids who be in the hallway. He's always in the hallway, right? And I didn't expect this of myself. It's a quick story. He's always in the hallway chilling. He's one of them kids who always in the hallway chilling. You know what I'm saying? Teachers, they just like whatever. You know what I'm saying? And not like whatever, they try, you know what I'm saying? But it comes to a point where they get exhausted. But whatever. He's one of the kids that be in the hallway, right? Right? Back to the point of the story. He's one of the kids that be in the hallway. I walked out to get something, and I just see him, and he sees me. And I said something, not to him, but I said something to another person. And he was like, how is he going to listen to you if you keep wearing the same pants? He's right. When it comes to my standards, I wear the same jeans for a week. I learned I ain't got to keep switching jeans. I don't have to do all that. That's too much money. When I'm rich and everything, I'll buy jeans or I'll send somebody to buy me some jeans. But right now, I just wear the same jeans a week. I don't care. So he's like, how you expect him to listen to someone who keep wearing the same jeans? And I just looked at him, right? And I didn't even take a deep breath. I sensed Jesus around me. And Jesus told me, just say this. So I said, it's because I'm broke. I don't have no money. I just have one pair of jeans. Like, and I take these jeans to I take these jeans home every day, and I wash them and I dry them out my window. Yo, you should have seen the look. You should have seen the look on his face, bro. Yo, his look was like, I never heard nothing like that in my life. He couldn't even say nothing no more. So every time he sees me now, he just give me that look. I don't know what he's going to say the next time, but it's just that look. You know that look? Like, I can't believe that he's at peace with that. Like, I can't believe all the commercials lied to me saying I got to be fresh. But here's this guy. He's African-American. He's not even mad. He seems happy with the same pants every day. And I'm wearing Gucci and everything, and I'm in the hallway. There's something wrong. So this kid, yo, I'm telling you this, I don't know what told me, but I'm happy I came up with that answer, because I could have easily told him the truth. I could have easily said, listen, I got money, yo, you know what I'm saying? I got a job. I could have argued with him, but Jesus was like, just say this. Just say this. And I just said it, and I felt good saying it. I was like, yo, I'm broke, yo, basically. You know what I'm saying? I'm broke. That's why I wear the same jeans, because I don't want kids growing up, you know what I'm saying, thinking that they got to rock Gucci, like they got to keep up with the grown-ups who got money. Nah. You know what I'm saying? If you can't afford a Mercedes-Benz, just take the train. Like, come on. Come on, yo. You can't drink the whole ocean and just have a bottle of water. Like, come on. Like, so I'm gonna start planting that. Every time they see me, and I'm gonna just tell them the worst scenario ever. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say stuff like, my mom said I couldn't come. They're gonna be like, why you couldn't come to work? My mom said I couldn't come. They're gonna be like, what? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I got my college degree. I'm gonna tell them I got my college degree and everything, but my mom said I couldn't come. That's so much respect to the parents. You know what I'm saying? But I love these kids, yo. All these kids, I respond to them. I keep my eye open for them because they are futures. They are our futures. You know what I'm saying? We can't scare them. Like, we can't yell at them. We can't do none of that. We can only talk to them, exercise, and take care of ourselves, and wait for their response. That's the best thing you can do for kids. And if they grab it, they grab it. If they don't, they don't. They have to learn the hard way. Like me, I learned the hard way. You know what I'm saying? I was one of them kids who was an outcast, and I didn't understand the teachers. Like, I didn't understand the teachers. They would teach, but I didn't understand the teachers. And I know I was smart because they gave me the book, and I always took the book home, and I just learned the whole book by myself. You know what I'm saying? I came out of school, and it's like, I just don't understand what they're saying. They talk, I can't feel their words. I can't even look at them. It's so hard. It's so hard. It's so hard. You know what I'm saying? So I'm one of them kids who was bad, dropped out of school, got left back twice, went to college, dropped out of that after 12 credits. And then I got my GED. It's like, you know what? Let me just go back to get my GED, yo. And then I went to GED school, failed it the first time, then went back. I've been through a lot with the education system, but I'm happy with a GED. I'm happy I know language arts, because language arts is one of my best subjects, because I'm a rapper, so I know how to put commas and quotation marks and question marks. I know all of that. That's so great. I love language arts. You know what I'm saying? What I'm talking about in this one again? What I'm talking about? I forgot what I was talking about in this one. Because I got so off track right now, just now. Let me see. Because I want to name it. I got to name this. So let me see. I got a piece of paper that I'll be writing my stuff on. Hold on. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. Hold on. I didn't even talk about the topic I wanted to talk about. Why my job, I want to be part-time. My part-time job. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be part-time than full-time, because when I look at these full-time employees, they look like they so stressed out, bro. They look so stressed out. Like they can't handle it. But how can you not handle it when you got vacation days, you got sick days, you got health insurance? What? Yo. So I'd rather be part-time, because I'm gonna get a little bit of money. And I learned about food, because that's the real answer. And that's why I'm so happy right now. And I'm not even close to my goal. I got 2 more months to go. You know what I'm saying? I'll be full-time when I'm 175%. Right now, I feel like I'm at 68%. You know what I'm saying? But I really do want to be a rapper, so I don't think I'm ever become full-time in my job. I've been full-time in my job before, where I had 2 different unions, 2 lockers, 2 big lockers. You know what I'm saying? I was good. They had a shower at the job. You know what I'm saying? We had vacation days, sick days. I know how it feels, but it's just the people that I work with. I used to work with them. So stressful. Like, them eyes. They come off the elevator and you see them eyes. Like, what are you saying? You know what I'm saying? You got no peace. You're coming out the elevator looking for trouble. Like, I can't do that again right now. Unless I'm the boss. If I'm the boss of the facility, I'll take the fourth time, because I'm gonna set up the environment by putting like positive motivational pictures all over my facility, like eat right, do good, smile. It's gonna be in big letters, clear, you know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be all over my facility along with the job requirements, you know what I'm saying? But till then, I just gotta grind and hope my dream come true, because I'm getting older, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Just wanted to speak to y'all about the part-time job thing, because I like it. It's cool. So, I'm at work and everything, right? And I see this kid. He's mad. He's always fresh, but he's kind of like one of them bad kids who be in the hallway. He's always in the hallway, right? And I didn't expect this of myself. It's a quick story. He's always in the hallway chilling. He's one of them kids who always in the hallway chilling. You know what I'm saying? Teachers, you know what I'm saying? They just like whatever. You know what I'm saying? And not like whatever. They try. You know what I'm saying? But it comes to a point where they get exhausted. But whatever. He's one of the kids that be in the hallway, right? Right? Back to the point of the story. He's one of the kids that be in the hallway. I walked out to get something, and I just see him, and he sees me. And I said something, not to him, but I said something to another person. And he was like, how is he going to listen to you if you keep wearing the same pants? All right, he's right. When it comes to my standards, I wear the same jeans for a week. I learned I ain't got to keep switching jeans. I don't have to do all that. That's too much money. When I'm rich and everything, I'll buy jeans, or I'll send somebody to buy me some jeans. But right now, I just wear the same jeans a week. I don't care. So he's like, How you expect him to listen to someone who keep wearing the same jeans? And I just looked at him, right? And I didn't even take a deep breath. I sensed Jesus around me, and Jesus told me, just say this. So I said, it's cause I'm broke. I don't have no money. I just have one pair of jeans. Like, and I take these jeans home every day, and I wash them and I dry them out my window. Yo, you should have seen the look. You should have seen the look on his face, bro. Yo. His look was like, I never heard nothing like that in my life. He couldn't even say nothing no more. So every time he sees me now, he just give me that look. I don't know what he's going to say the next time, but it's just that look. You know that look? Like, I can't believe that he's at peace with that. Like, I can't believe all the commercials lied to me saying I got to be fresh. But Here's this guy. He's African American. He's not even mad. He seems happy with the same pants every day. And I'm wearing Gucci and everything, and I'm in a hallway. There's something wrong. So this kid, yo, I'm telling you this, I don't know what told me, but I'm happy I came up with that answer, because I could have easily told him the truth. I could have easily said, listen, I got money, yo, you know what I'm saying? I got a job. I could have argued with him, but Jesus was like, just say this. And I just said it, and I felt good saying it. I was like, yo, I'm broke, yo, basically. You know what I'm saying? I'm broke. That's why I wear the same jeans. Because I don't want kids growing up, you know what I'm saying, thinking that they got to rock Gucci. Like, they got to keep up with the grown-ups who got money. Nah. You know what I'm saying? If you can't afford a Mercedes-Benz, just take the train. Like, come on. Come on, yo. You can't drink the whole ocean. Just have a bottle of water. Like, come on. Like, so I'm gonna start planting that. Every time they see me, and I'm gonna just tell them the worst scenario ever. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say stuff like, my mom said I couldn't come. They're gonna be like, why you couldn't come to work? My mom said I couldn't come. They're gonna be like, what? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I got my college degree. I'm gonna tell them I got my college degree and everything, but my mom said I couldn't go. That's so much respect to the parents, you know what I'm saying? But I love these kids, yo. These kids, I respond to them. I keep my eye open for them because they are futures. They are our futures. You know what I'm saying? We can't scare them. Like, we can't yell at them. We can't do none of that. We can only talk to them, exercise, and take care of ourselves and wait for their response. That's the best thing you can do for kids. And if they grab it, they grab it. If they don't, they don't. They have to learn the hard way. Like me, I learned the hard way. You know what I'm saying? I was one of them kids who was an outcast. And I didn't understand the teachers. Like, I didn't understand the teachers. They would teach, but Listen, I understand the teachers, and I know I was smart because they gave me the book, and I went. I always took the book home, and I just learned the whole book by myself. You know what I'm saying? I came out of school, and it's like I just don't understand what they're saying. They talk, I can't feel their words. I can't even look at them. It's so hard. You know what I'm saying? So I'm one of them kids who was bad, dropped out of school, got left back twice, went to college, dropped out of that after 12 credits, and then I got my GED. It's like, you know what? Let me just go back to get my GED, yo. And then I went to GED school, failed it the first time, then went back. I've been through a lot with the education system, but I'm happy with a GED. I'm happy with a GED. I'm happy I know language arts, because language arts is one of my best subjects, because I'm a rapper. So I know how to put commas and quotation marks and question marks. I know all of that. That's so great. I love language arts. You know what I'm saying? What I'm talking about in this one again? What I'm talking about? I forgot what I was talking about in this one. Because I got so off track right now, just now. Let me see. Because I want to name it. I got to name this. So let me see. I got a piece of paper that I'll be writing my stuff on. Hold on. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. Hold on. I didn't even talk about the topic I wanted to talk about. Why my job, I want to be part-time. My part-time job. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be part-time than full-time because when I look at these full-time employees, they look like they so stressed out, bro. They look so stressed out. Like they can't handle it. But how can you not handle it when you got vacation days, you got sick days, you got health insurance? What? Yo. So I'd rather be part-time because I'm going to get a little bit of money. And I learned about food, because that's the real answer. And that's why I'm so happy right now. And I'm not even close to my goal. I got 2 more months to go. You know what I'm saying? I'll be full-time when I'm 175%. Right now, I feel like I'm at 68%. You know what I'm saying? But I really do want to be a rapper, so I don't think I'm ever become full-time in my job. I've been full-time in my job before, where I had 2 different unions, 2 lockers, 2 big lockers. You know what I'm saying? I was good. They had a shower at the job. You know what I'm saying? We had vacation days, sick days. I know how it feels, but it's just the people that I work with. I used to work with them. So stressful. Like them eyes. They come off the elevator and you see them eyes. Like, what are you saying? You know what I'm saying? You got no peace. You're coming out the elevator looking for trouble. Like, I can't do that again right now. Unless I'm the boss. If I'm the boss of the facility, I'll take the full time, because I'm going to set up the environment by putting like positive motivational pictures all over my facility, like eat right, do good, smile. It's going to be in big letters, clear, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be all over my facility along with the job requirements, you know what I'm saying? But till then, I just got to grind and hope my dream come true, because I'm getting older, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Just wanted to speak to y'all about the part-time job thing, because I like it. It's cool. What's up, guys? Good morning. I just want to tell you a story, right? When me and my girl, me and my ex was together, right? When me and my ex was together, we used to live together. And we went to a party. She was drinking a lot, and I told her to stop drinking. And then I started drinking, and I couldn't stop drinking. So we waited for the train for like an hour to get home. Got home. We started making love. And then she threw up on me. And the crazy thing is, we kept going. And the craziest thing is, we woke up nasty, yo. It was so nasty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't understand it. You know what I'm saying? It was so nasty. So we woke up, we was all sticky, and to make it like clean and everything, we went to take a shower together. We made love in the shower, and we dried each other off, and that was it. I would never forget that. I would never forget her. Never, because we kept going. It was so funny. Yo, that shit was mad. We had to clean the sheets. We had to like clean the bed, yo. I know it's a nasty story. I'm sorry. I had to tell the story on here.